Included in the New York State budget signed April 1st is a provision to prohibit the release of mugshots by law enforcement departments. New York State troopers have already stopped releasing the photos, which are often shared on social media. Governor Andrew Cuomo has supported the ban, citing the need to combat websites that demand payment to remove mugshots online. Newspaper editors and open government advocates opposed it. In the early days of the new law, several sheriffs across the state are continuing to publicize mugshots, claiming it's important for public safety. One such sheriff is Michael Zerlo of Saratoga County, who I spoke with.
Well, I've been transparent, Lucas, since I've been elected sheriff, was elected sheriff 6 years ago, about transparency and, you know, getting our mugshots out. And I think it's my opinion that in the best interest of public safety. There's been times where we've put mugshots out on people we've arrested regards to burglaries and stuff, and we've had people come forward saying, oh, we saw this person in the neighborhood at the time. And especially, you know, when it comes to people we arrest for child sex offenses, you know, it would other people would come forward saying, yeah, you know, we have information in regards to that. So I'm about being transparent here, and that's something that I'm not going to change.
So you're going to keep putting the mugshots up on social media and releasing them as you always have been?
That's correct. Yes, I'm not going to change the way I've been doing it for the last 6 years.
And I understand that you are just sort of one of several local sheriffs that's doing this as well.
Correct. I know there's some other sheriffs locally, Washington County, Sheriff Murphy, Sheriff York, and Warren County, and I know a lot of sheriffs across the state have taken the same stance that I've taken.
Now, what about sort of the counter argument or the argument for the banning of the mugshots being that people get trapped in by these companies saying that they'll be held hostage basically by this mugshot being on the record?
Well, if there's an issue with these other websites, then the state and the governor should go after these websites. I don't know why you want to change the rules at this point. We've had no issues with it for the time we've been publicizing them. So, again, if there's problems other areas, then go after those websites individually and you know, see what the state can do to try to ban them from publicizing them.
Now, another item that did not make it through the state budget, like the mugshot ban did, but is likely going to be continued subject of debate, is the legalization of marijuana in New York State. And I know that you've expressed your concerns before, but if this is something that does come to pass and we do see a marijuana legalization, what does Saratoga County need in place from the state government to make sure that your safety concerns are addressed?
Yeah, it's funding. I mean, if it does come through, you know, I look at it as a public safety issue, not a public opinion issue. And, you know, drug driving, you look at the stats from Colorado in regards to the when the law was instituted out there, they've gone up, I believe, well over 100% where drug driving accidents have taken place. So, you know, I look at it, we're trying to get a handle now on our DWIs, and this is another thing that we have to deal with. I consider it a gateway drug, and I think the governor a few years back thought it was a gateway drug. It leads to, you know, other problems we're having with prescription medication, heroin, the opiate problem we're having. So, again, I know there's, you know, we can go back and forth with this, but I look at it as a public safety issue.